Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Get into the economy, and I'm going to do that at about 40 after constitutional lawyer Bruce Fein comes up and joins us for part of two segments and part of the next segment. Man, I tell you, it's just looking at all the good things that are happening, it is buoying to my heart and soul to know people are fighting back, but at the same time, the corruption is so ridiculously over the top that, I mean, it's just cuckoo land. Things have entered absolute, total, pell-mell, complete cuckoo land. And I know you know that, and it's because America and the rest of the Western world, because of TV and the culture, slowly, incrementally getting more and more out of control, has taught people how to not care, how to not be involved, and how to feel powerless, to where it's not even that they feel powerless. You know, the zombie-like jellyfish everybody talks about. You're either awake or you're not. It's that they don't even know they're jellyfish. They don't even know they're spectators. They don't even understand what that means to go through life and never really even be conscious. And I've got to be honest with you. In the last few months, I've been really wound up, as you can notice. And it's taken a toll on me mentally because I can't turn my brain off. I've gotten to the point where all I think about is this, because you come to the realization that the globalists are saying humanity is obsolete, and they've made the decision to bring in robotics to replace human labor and drones to replace the military, and they say, well, we've got to have an arms race, somebody else will get it. But then you realize bad guys are running our political system, and that they've just decided the general public's obsolete, and not just a cheap human resource, as we've always been to the establishment, but now garbage that has to be taken out. And that's really my message to everybody, is that really corrupt elites are in dominant control. And there's always been different facets of society. There's always been different veins of society, the good, the bad, the ugly, the people that don't care, the people that do care, the people that are mean well but are misguided, the truly evil, the opportunist. But now it's just such a cold-blooded corporate global system where megacorporations tie into government and use government regulation to shut down their competition, government regulation to conduit banker bailout and corporate welfare to themselves. And then they sick the government on corporations and companies that don't cheat, to where you can't compete with it because it's a fraud. You can't compete with suicide nets around the factories in China that have tax incentives, $22 billion in taxpayer money, to ship General Motors to China. I mean, it was hard to kill the free market in America. It was hard to kill jobs. It was hard to kill 5% of the population that had half the world's wealth. I mean, we were amazing. But now they've got us where, I was reading Wall Street Journal yesterday, that you guys pull this out of yesterday's stack if you have a chance, the financial stack, where it said that we're set to have double the debt every year that we have GDP. I mean, that is just, that's like making $50,000 a year and you've got credit card bills every year of $100,000. I mean, and that's where they want to take us. That's where the collectivists want to take us. They brag about it. It's Agenda 21. It's the different sociologists that are popular that say bankrupt things to bring in socialism. This is their plan. And so I wanted to get a constitutional lawyer. We're going to come to him in the next segment here. Would have gone to him now, but some stations don't carry this segment. That we're preparing to move the clock back to 6 after, not 8 after, and have a news segment produced very soon that we're going to air for 3 minutes. And so we'll just go directly to our guest, but that's an exciting thing I'm going to announce later. We also have the new $100,000 prize. We got 3 months to do it. Go read the rules, Infowars.com/contest. Who is the next great documentary filmmaker? Go find out at Infowars.com/contest.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at 40 after, I'm going to go through a bunch of news concerning the economy. Very, very serious. Very, very serious developments. They're set to have the national debt be double the GDP, just absolute financial rack and ruin. We're going to be breaking that down because exposing it may have the political system reverse course. We've also got unprecedented attacks by Israel inside Syria while the West is funding the rebels in just unbelievable information. ATF's Milwaukee sting operation marred by mistakes and failures. We're going to be looking at some of that. But for the next 40 minutes, we're joined by constitutional lawyer Bruce Fein, and he was the main policy advisor, obviously, to Ron Paul during his presidential run as well. And Bruce Fein was associate deputy attorney general and general counsel to the Federal Communications Commission under President Ronald Reagan. He served as research director for Republicans on the Joint Congressional Committee on Covert Arms Sales to Iran and on the American Bar Association's Committee on Presidential signing statements, which we have some news on, and also his recess appointments. And he's a constitutional lawyer. Again, he has been a visiting fellow for the Constitutional Studies at the Heritage Foundation and adjunct scholar at American Enterprise Institute. Mr. Fein is the founding member of Bruce Fein and Associates, Inc., a law corporation, is the principal of public advocacy organization, the Lynchfield Group. He is the author of Constitutional Peril, The Life and Death Struggle for a Constitutional Democracy and American Empire Before the Fall, which I've read is an excellent book. Mr. Fine presently serves as senior policy advisor, again, to the Ron Paul 2012 presidential campaign. That was the latest on his bio, and he's advised Congress generally as a constitutional scholar. Obviously, the guns up front. Constitutionally, I want you to get your take on the whole waterfront on this, but they've now got state bills and the main Feinstein bill that says basically what I call a violation of the Constitution because it's titles of nobility, where all the government bureaucrats and the police are given immunity from having their semi-autos registered and then taken under the New York model. But then everybody else has to turn their guns in or can't buy these guns or can't transfer these guns. You're the constitutional lawyer. So to quantify just my crude understanding, where am I correct in the Constitution Bill of Rights? Because I know there's some sections in there. But I want to make sure I'm right on these. I mean, that's like them saying, you know, blacks are two-thirds human, so they don't have rights again. I mean, this is the fundamental deal. When you know you're in North Korea, where they have a hereditary dictatorship, it's royalty. When the royalty is exempt, the government is exempt. Is that not royalty, constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine? And what do we do? I mean, you would think that would discredit Dianne Feinstein immediately when she says, well, Congress will be exempt, but they're already exempt on Obamacare. They're already exempt on insider trading. I mean, how have we gotten to this? Are they only missing the gold crowns? And how do we redress this when the Congress is all there at the trough? Bruce Fine.
That's quite an introduction. Let me begin by, I think, articulating the fundamental issue that we confront. And I guess it confronts all the nations that emerge from a state of nature. And it goes back to what is the final end of the state. And our founding fathers believed that the final end of the state was to make men and women free to develop their faculties and to seek their fulfillment in their unique ways. And that the exception to liberty was a government intrusion, but that required passing a very high threshold of need. But the final end of the state was not to make government big. It was not to go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. It was not even necessarily to have an unemployment rate that was low or GNP that was high. But liberty was the final end of the state for the individuals to choose to develop their faculties. And what you've described is really an inversion of that understanding at present. Because now the presumption is government should be permitted to regulate anything unless it would reduce you to complete serfdom like, citizens under Nazi Germany, which is, I say, a total perversion of our understanding of what we are as a nation and how the Constitution is intended to operate. Now, with regard specifically to the Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms, the issues vary depending upon what the statutes say, but to give some beef. Background, the United States Supreme Court has held that both the federal and the state governments are limited by regulating guns to permitting those that are in common usage and otherwise were relevant to performing in the militia at the time of the founding. It hasn't, other than these two major cases saying that there's an individual right to gun ownership and not articulating all the scope of the regulations permitted, this largely in the aftermath, it's gone down to lower courts to decide whether or not regulations, for example, forbidding any gun to be used in public or disclosed in public, the courts have come out in different ways. I think if we want to try to break them down, Alex, in terms of the constitutional issues, one is a due process and fair warning. Are the arms, AK for assault rifles or whatever, are they described with sufficient particularity that somebody would know whether they're in or outside the box? That's been a huge problem because it's not like doing Euclidean geometry and describing what is a so-called assault weapon. And say that's, you have a due process right to know what's being forbidden or not. A second issue is what I call a just compensation issue. If you take handguns, other firearms that are in common usage and suddenly say they can no longer be used, have you taken someone's property without just compensation? Do you have to pay fair market value all the inventory that's stranded in gun owners or dealers are taking a weapon that can be used now and then is made illegal it's become worthless or its value has been substantially depreciated. It's another one. Then the basic right, insofar as they're absolute prohibitions, the question is whether or not the weapon, the firearms being banned are and have been in common usage in the United States. And that can vary, of course, from firearm to firearm. So in the areas that I think that we'll be confronting in the aftermath of the Newtown killings and the burst of legislation, certainly in a handful of states, New York, Maryland seems clear to follow. California is always in that line for some kind of avant-garde prohibition on liberty. And at the federal level, it's still uncertain whether there will be some and the extent of any federal legislation. But I want to go back to the basic point, Alex, and that's our understanding of where we are as a nation, because the other items that you enumerated for discussion, whether it's ATF invasions and, you know, going abroad and having our military involved now with predator drones in Mali and in Niger and Burkina Faso, places people can't even understand, all of these are symptoms of the inversion of who we are as a nation, from one where the final end and goal of the state is liberty to one where the final end and goal of the state is bigger government attempting to control and dominate everything.
And I want to go to that big question, because humans live 75 years on average, basically. The Bible says they live that long. 3,000 years ago, the Old Testament said that's how long you're given, 75. That's still the average today. It's amazing. On average worldwide, we know humans act the same, do the same thing over and over again. The founders knew that. They tried to tie down the tyranny and create checks and balances. But I want to get into the fact that there's this race to tyranny and why empires always follow this exact paradigm that you've written about with such gravitas. But your latest book, and then how to stop it by understanding it, or are we still going to be hoisted on our own petard, you know, reliving this Groundhog Day nightmare? But I'm asking you as a constitutional lawyer, I know you spoke to it some. Obviously, how does Congress exempt itself from everything it puts us under? Isn't that grounds for impeachment of all of the scallywags that have gone along with this?
Impeachment is for high crimes and misdemeanors, and you're absolutely accurate, Alex, that at the founding, it was thought inconceivable that that members would be exempt from the rules that apply to everyone else. Indeed, one of their sense of assurance that the system would operate with the proper checks was the idea that the members would invariably at some time return to the general citizenry and be subject to the same laws they had passed. They didn't conceive of what we know today, our professional politicians who remain forever in office, and therefore are never subject to their own laws that they pass. And that's a breakdown, an important law.
Shouldn't that be the ultimate sin? Shouldn't we make that into a bigger deal? You don't even hear this discussed.
Yes, I admit that that is something that could be considered as a constitutional amendment. As I say, the founding fathers couldn't even conceive of a professional politician. I mean, George Washington left after two terms, and you had to yag him to stay more than one term. And if you look at the average longevity of the initial member of Congress or the Senate, it was very short.
Let me ask you that historically, as you are a historian, not just a constitutional lawyer from your research. What made our founders different? They were the only revolutionaries to ever take over and not become tyrants. Everybody else does. I mean, why were we blessed with people this good, and now they're demonized all over the news like the scum of the earth?
One is that I think the political culture was far different than at present. And here's the irony, if you will, Alex. Maybe irony is the wrong word. Maybe paradox is better. That we had, in some sense, a much higher political culture in 1776, 1787, that understood that politics wasn't a football game where you had the red team and the blue team and you hoped one team lost and one team won and everything was fixated on just remaining in power. They actually thought of politics as the art of making everyone win. And although there could be differences, the unity of values would keep the country afloat.
They wanted to build a powerful, wonderful society.
Correct, where liberty was the North Star, not big government and empires. And part of that, too, however, Alex, was because our founding generation was born knowing what tyranny felt like because they were the subjects of tyranny. They were the ones who confronted George III and the tyrannical acts, no taxation without representation.
Where the lords were exempt from everything they were under. That hypocrisy. Come back and give us that history lesson. I want to get into your fights currently, the recessed appointments, some of the things that are happening, where this imperial empire is going. Bruce Fein, top constitutional lawyer, is our guest. We'll talk about the state's rebellion against the tyranny we're seeing as well. And his new book is excellent, American Empire Before the Fall, a must read. I'm Alex Jones.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here. Short segment now, long segment coming up. Bruce Fein, constitutional lawyer, is our guest. All right, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into a higher political culture, people being more aware, and then you were starting to get off into what we've become now. I mean, secret arrest, NDAA, checkpoints, TSA in Austin searching people without warrants now. My dad sent me a bill this morning I meant to get to where they're now going to levy a thing for, it's a state bill, where every medical examination you get, a piece of money is sent in a fee for state teachers, retirement funds. I mean, it's just turning into a total orgy of thieving while the government arms against us openly. What do we do when an empire starts doing this? And what do you predict is going to happen next in this insane orgy of tyrannical behavior?
Start at the beginning. Our founding fathers had firsthand experience with subjection to tyranny and overreaching. And so they were much more embracing of libertarian ideas because they could see the temptations of tyranny taking a nation to ruination, as it did Great Britain ultimately. But the founding generation basically died off with John Quincy Adams' presidency terminating in 1828. And it became more and more a situation where the leaders of government had never been subjects. They'd never been the brunt of tyrannical action. And they began to want government to be bigger because that meant their office holding had more stature and more power. And it's been a steady trajectory since really the Mexican-American War, where the purposes of government have changed from liberty of the individual to power for the government. And how do we change this? Because now we're sort of at the high water mark of the empire. I call it the psychology of empire, where the government does everything to try to make your, you know, a risk-free existence. And in the name of a risk-free existence, you lose all of your liberty and freedom. And that's also true not only domestically, where we'll have surveillance drones throughout the nation probably before our lifetimes ends, Alex. And we go abroad in search of monster to destroy. Anything that moves anywhere in the world, there's the United States. Say, in countries can't even be pronounced by most people. How many people would know where Mali is, or Niger, or Burkina Faso, or Yemen, or things of that sort? And again, it's this idea that government and strength and power and domination, coercion is who we are as a nation. It's making us resented abroad, just as it's evoking resentment in the United States at home. Now, how does this kind of psychology change? It really can change, in my judgment, only with leadership, because ordinary people don't quite understand that a risk-free existence is an exchange, sort of a Faustian exchange with vassalage, that you can't have a risk-free existence without making everyone a candidate for prison, for detention, because we're all capable of evil, even if the capability is small. And someone has to stand up and say, no, we'd rather be free than risk-free. And as a leader, saying, I want to renounce or scale back or downsize government, not increase it. Government doesn't know better than you. You are master of your soul. You're captain of your fate. You have the pride and dignity of determining your endpoint, where you make of what your endowments are. Government just has give you an even playing field. But other than that, we would destroy your own dignity if we attempted to give you a crutch for everything.
And the goal is to get everybody on welfare or in the system. How do we reverse it then? Because we know historically where the empire goes next. It starts imploding everything. And as things get worse, it starts confiscating more and more. And then it only accelerates. Is there any way out of the nightmares that are caused when empires begin to rot?
Well, Alex, there have been about 72 prior empires, you know, tracing back to the Roman Empire and the Ottoman Empire and the Romanov Empire. I don't need to identify them all. And not a single one has been able to escape, you know, the clutches of ruination, as you've described them. Bigger, bigger government, risk-free existence, everybody's dependent. The tax receivers get larger, the taxpayers get narrower. And the question is, can the United States be the first empire in history that sees the precipice and walks back? My judgment, it can be done, but only with extraordinary leadership. I still think people given a proper, impeccable character and understanding of who we are and the dignity that attends controlling your own fate, taking moral accountability for your destiny, is one that would resonate. But at present, we have no leaders with that kind of character and ability to inspire individuals to make certain it's the better angels of their nature rather than the more sinful or vice-prone angels that become dominant.
Sure. Constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine, final segment with you coming up. I want to get into some of the current things happening and some of the courts tracking down King Obama's activities straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Doing a few more minutes with constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine. We've talked about the history. We've talked about where we currently are. Is it that Obama is worse than the last few presidents, or is it that the power structure has just gotten more accustomed to tyranny? Because historically, you see where tyrants and tyrannies creep up, corrupt systems do, and then finally the bottom falls out when they realize, hey, we've got our people in almost everywhere. We've got the force. We can just do whatever we want. And clearly we're reaching that tipping point. I hope, as Ron Paul has said, and as you've said for many years, use the tipping point to go back into liberty. And we do have the Constitution and Bill of Rights. The power structure has been blaming for our problems when clearly when we followed it, we had half the world's wealth and 5% of the population. We leave it to our ruination. I mean, it's total cause and effect. So answer that question and then run through some of the other big issues that are front and center for you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I know there's been some victories against tyranny lately, but also some defeats. But are we not approaching that flashpoint, or do you think it'll just continue to be a creeping rotting? Because I see the power structure grabbing everything it can. Really, I think, out of a sense that they know we know. Bruce Fine, constitutional lawyer, your take on that.
I think that we have crossed the Rubicon into at least a psychological tyranny, Alex. I have regularly postulated that if the current president or a future president called a press conference in the evening and stated that the Constitution was being suspended and the executive was asserting all power in order to make us safe and comfortable and prosperous, that such an individual would not be impeached by Congress, there would not be calls like at Watergate for Nixon's ouster, that the people would accept tyranny, if you will. And I don't believe that politically a president would find that necessary and wise to do at present. I don't think Obama is likely to do it, but at some point we'll get Caligula in the White House, and the precedents of unlimited presidential power lie around like loaded weapons ready to be used by any successor in the White House. And if we just want to give as an example of the ultimate apogee, if you will, of tyranny, just think of what the president is saying about his authority to use a predator drone to kill U.S. citizens anytime, any place, anywhere. He says on secret evidence that you are an imminent threat to the United States. There's no accountability. All this is done in secret. We have given one person in the Oval Office the ability to play judge, jury, prosecutor, and executioner, all in secret. Now, think of that, Alex. It is impossible to endow any one individual with more power than to choose anybody on the planet for vaporization. That's where we are. The other things that the president claims authority to do and is exercising, like intercepting our emails and telephone calls without any warrants, without any suspicion of...
It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's truly incredible, especially to me, because my baptism, Alex, was Watergate, where a third-rate burglary ultimately ended up being an impeachable offense that drove Mr. Nixon.
Yeah, the president spied without warrants, and he had to step down or he would have been convicted in the Senate. Let me go back to the drone for a moment and then get back into the eloquent points you're making with constitutional lawyer here and best-selling author Bruce Fine. Take the drones. Al Sharpton came out and said, hey, don't worry about your guns. We're going to take them. We got predator drones. And I see on the so-called left, who aren't really left in my view, Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. These people are authoritarians. They say it on, no exaggeration, 20, 30 shows I've seen and news articles. They go, hey, forget your guns. We got drones. We've got artillery. We'll use them on you. And I see a worship by those gathered around the state with a reflected glory. They are getting off on executive power like it's a god they're worshiping or a golden calf. You are up there on Capitol Hill, obviously battling all this. You have to be around these people. But I mean, I've been following this intensely for 20 years. There is a demoniac glow to a lot of the minions' activities. Now, higher level globalists look scared. But a lot of the minions, Bruce, look really, really animated, like dancing around their idol. Can you elaborate on that? Or have you seen them gloat on their military firepower and how they'll use it on us domestically?
I don't know whether that is widespread domestically, except in metaphorical ways. I will say this, however, that it's not a party issue. The members of Congress are what I call, you know, invertebrates. They do not want the accountability. They do not want to accept the responsibility which the Constitution fastens upon them to oversee, to check, to block executive power. When the Founding Fathers, you know, were writing the Constitution, they feared a bloated executive, and they couldn't have imagined Congress being so supine to voluntarily surrender the decisions to wage war or not, you know, to levy or taxes or to spend. All this is now delegated to the president.
They thought separation of powers, you'd have power-hungry people in all three branches, not letting the other have the power.
Yes, but what they didn't anticipate, Alex, was the polarization created by the party system. They did not think that Democrats and Republicans in Congress would sell their souls for a mess of pottage, or that they would believe their loyalty was not to the Constitution or their institution, but to their party. So you always have one party in Congress willing to block the other party's effort to check the president. And in that way, the presidential power simply grows. It metastasizes like a cancer. And it's been true under Republican and Democratic presidents alike. And under Obama, presidential power has reached its apex. It's never been this authoritative before. And when we can ask a president who refuses even to explain to the public or to Congress why he thinks he has this legal authority to kill us all, and all of it is a secret law that even Caligula didn't practice in Roman times, and he gets away with that with a complacent public and a Congress that doesn't demand that he will have no money and he will be impeached unless he explains why he thinks what he's doing is legal, it shows you how can we give more power to an executive than that. It's a very, very dismaying situation. And unless we have a leader who comes to the White House and gives back the power, because Congress won't take it back, only a president who says, I understand the folly of tyranny, and I don't want to exercise it. If that doesn't happen, we will not be a republic. We will be totally ruined as a nation in 20 or 30 years' time. We simply cannot go forward with one person making all the decisions in secret and no one accepting responsibility, and plus no criticism being permitted. Because in the executive branch, you dissent from the president, you are crushed. You know, they will attempt to badmouth you, to assassinate your character and otherwise. And here you can see it with the 6 espionage prosecutions for so-called whistleblowers. And
look at the CIA guy that exposed illegal torture and just got 30 months. He should be getting a medal and a whistleblower award. Instead, the secret torture continues, and Obama's been caught lying about that. And a guy that tried to work through channels and nothing stopped lets an investigative journalist know without even giving away, you know, code names and things so that an investigation could start, and they put him in jail. And see, that's the paradox. People say, oh, the tyranny's not that bad. We still have some liberty running, but if you look at what they've put into law, as you said, the Nazis did all this stuff in basements and in secret facilities, but they didn't put open stuff like this on paper. The Soviets didn't. I mean, it's so amazing that they've put it all on paper. And then the mainstream media goes, oh, you're a kook. You said we're going into tyranny. We need guns to protect ourselves from the tyranny. There's no tyranny.
Yeah. Well, the gentleman you spoke of, John Kiriakou, of a work where he's a very admirable person. And it is an example of the one person who set the dynamic for prohibiting torture, waterboarding, is the one who goes to prison. All the ones who participated in the waterboarding, the torture, get off scot-free. It is another situation. I'm working with a fellow named Tony Schaefer. He used to work at DIA, and they're trying to revoke his bronze medal because, you know, he's in a retired status now because he's criticized the tactics in Afghanistan and elsewhere. Somebody who risked that last full measure of devotion for the country now has his bronze medal under attack because he has the audacity to say, you know, maybe you're not omniscient in the White House. And you're exactly right. When those kinds, I say these are the people who you and I read about were the Sakharovs and Solzhenitsyns getting sentenced to prison in the Soviet Union. But we're not supposed to be the Soviet Union. And yet we are aping their rather degraded approach to government.
Bruce Fein, we've got to get you back up soon. I mean, our only hope, I think, is to point out why things are getting bad, point out historically why it's wrong, and just stand against them. And I think there's enough vestigial liberty there, not in the Congress, but in the spine of the American people, that if we all just say no and we all take action, we've seen the court striking down the recess appointments and some, I mean, we are seeing a few good signs. Hopefully we can turn this around. But we know this, it's only going to get worse if we don't stand up. So the only course is say no.
That is absolutely correct. And remember the saying of Tacitus, as the Roman Republic degenerated to the Roman Empire, the worst crimes were dared by a few, willed by more, but tolerated by all. We don't want to be subject to that kind of stigma.
It needs us to tolerate it, and that's why they shout down. I see articles where they go, how dare the man go to city council and say he didn't want to turn his guns in? How extreme. They take normal behavior. Look, a little girl said, let's play with our bubble guns after school, so the SWAT team was called, but the government's wearing stormtrooper outfits and saying they'll secretly kill you if you want. Oh, that's to keep us safe. You know, we should be totally horrified by that and resisting it, but instead they teach us Pavlovianly, someone made a Lego gun at school, so we have evacuated. I mean, they're trying to turn us into gibbering mental patients. And I have faith because of the internet and Ron Paul and yourself, we're going to defeat it. Constitutional lawyer Bruce Fein, author of American Empire Before the Fall. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alex.
Wow, amazing interview with constitutional lawyer Bruce Fein. I want to get into some financial news here in just a moment. But before we do that, some of the other incredible news. I mean, when you see the NFL coming out saying we shouldn't own guns, I told you to boycott it. People said, oh, that's Bob Costas. That is the whole NFL. Here is the NBC, same culprits, Sandy Hook chorus to sing at the Super Bowl. And that's a way to take the 70 million viewers, the number one show in North America, and to shove a bunch of anti-Second Amendment garbage down our throats and reinvoke all this. Hey, how about we have the choir from Mexico of schools where the drug cartels or government comes in and kills, you know, 100 people. They've almost had 60,000 killed, more than Vietnam, the last 6 years. Why don't we have that? Or you know, kids killed by Fast and Furious guns the president ordered shipped down there. Why don't we have the family of the dead Border Patrol agents killed by Fast and Furious guns and the police officers? How about they go and sing at this event? I mean, they are just shoving this garbage down our throat. Absolutely shoving it wholesale down our throat. And again, there's nowhere to run, ladies and gentlemen. The whole world's going under global government. Same mega banks run it. They're exempt from the law. They have government shut down your life. I want to show people some articles here if you're watching on TV. If not, you can just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We have these articles posted right now. U.S. debt headed towards 200% of GDP even after fiscal cliff deal. Okay? Now, again, they know they're bringing us into bankruptcy. That's the plan. And then after they bankrupt things, we'll accept total socialism. Bloomberg, jobless claims in U.S. rose 38. It's more than 38,000 last week to 368,000. Claims for U.S. unemployment benefits increased more than forecast last week. Boom. And they've got articles about the economy contracted faster than they thought. Oh, you didn't think massive payroll tax increases would contract things? And they said, poor people, we're going to cut your taxes. They raised them. And then there's an investment tax and all these new ones. Gold trades near one-week high on U.S. economy, Fed stimulus. U.S. stocks fall as investors weigh earnings economy. U.S. unemployment up. You know, all of this report, IRS hiring new employees. Well, somebody's hiring. Of course, all the elites are basically left alone. I wanted to bring up Ted Anderson, and yeah, it's going to be a gold pitch, but that's not why he's really here. I saw some gold deals. We're going to talk about gold with the economy with Ted Anderson, the founder of Midas Resources and the Genesis Network. And I went and got it. He was a sponsor before he started this network, because I go out and get people that sell numismatics at bullion prices. But I called Ted this morning and I said, I heard a radio ad last night on one of the biggest talk show hosts in this country, and I'm not even going to say names. You know who it is. They've been in trouble for this before. And I said, what were they really selling stuff for? We're going to skip this network break because I'm so far behind. I can do this. Plus, it's important to get this out. So stations shouldn't be going over this in about 3 months because it's a network break. But Ted, I called Ted because I know about the gold and silver business pretty good. I've been, you know, in it for 17 years, and Ted started the network 15 years ago, so I've been working with him 17 years. About 16, he was a sponsor right away when I was on local radio. Because I went out and shopped and found the real folks and did some research and have been with Ted ever since. And I heard this ad for a coin. And I knew the coin was 150% higher than it should be. It's great for a company to have 5%, maybe on something that was hard to get a 10% markup. That's great. You got to be able to make money, keep your lights on, you know, hold the stuff, sell it, do all that. On average, Ted's got about a 5% markup. He's got deals where he loses money, where you can get two silver dollars at cost, two films, and a book for free. It's called The Lost Leader. But I'm not differentiating the competition. That's the oldest trick in the book, saying, you know, their hamburgers are crap. You know, where's the beef? Ours are all beef patties. Check this out for yourself. A lot of the big national talk show hosts, one of them lives right here in Texas, moved down here. Shouldn't leave it at that. Got in trouble for stuff with 100% markup. This is 150, I was hearing. And it just blows me away that Ted Anderson on average is about a 5% markup. and that Ted is doing such a, you know, a good job at what he's doing. And I just think people need to know. People need to price check. They need to shop. And they need to call Midas Resources. We'll get into the economy in a moment. But I just want to get this out here up front. In fact, let me go to InfoWars.com. I meant to even show people. If you go to InfoWars.com and you scroll down, you see the little Midas Resources banner, just with some gold coins there. Click on that, and it takes you there where you can see the Obama deception, the American Dream film, great animated film about the private Federal Reserve and the Rothschilds, and then another book about the history of gold and money, a book and two videos, two silver dollars, $72. I mean, you can't even get them hardly anywhere for that price, plus the two free films and the book. I mean, it's a totally insane deal. Yeah, click on that for folks. I want people to be able to see this. I mean, we've had this deal for a year. No, this is the best deal in silver anywhere. No one can top it. Dishonest Money, the book, American Dream Film, Obama Deception, 800-686-2237. I said, Ted, come on and do a money report about the big runs on silver that are happening right now. I've got some of those articles. Rush to save the Americans by nearly $500 million of gold and silver in January. But the media is trying to keep the price down with different manipulations, which is a great buying opportunity. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, try to find two silver dollars, especially these that are collectible, but he's selling them to you at bullion prices for $70 with the free shipping. The shipping's included in that because they do bait and switches with that and the films and all the rest of it. I mean, that is insane asylum level deal, 800-686-2237. But it's just that I know Ted's got over 1,000 affiliates. Ted is getting, with all his shows, most of them are libertarian or constitutionalist in base. He has absolutely launched this show, standing behind me for 15 years, to the cover of Talkers Magazine, to over 150 affiliates and exploding right now with this hardcore message. It's the truth, but imagine this is on the air, big stations now, all over, because people now know it's real. They now know I'm not crazy. I was ahead of my time. I wish I wasn't being proven right. This is a big deal, folks. My point is, Midas Resources is the place to buy your silver and gold. And if you want numismatics, you want collectibles, they've got them, okay, and they've got the best deals on collectibles. Compare their numismatics to what you're hearing. I actually hear some good deals on other radio shows, but I mean, some of these are just horrible. You will get the best deals, and I stand behind what I promote. Okay? I've been approached by big, giant gold sponsors and offered unbelievable amounts of money, but I will not sit there and sell old ladies a coin that should be $1,000 for $2,500. I will not do it. Hell would freeze over. Plus, people get mad at you because in the market, you know, it's gone up. It's gone from $300 to, you know, $2,000, and then it goes back down to $1,700. People get mad. They're not looking at the long-term graph. It's only going up. They get mad when you sell them stuff at a great deal, and then they manipulate the market and it goes down. They apologize later when it goes back up. I don't buy it for an investment. I buy it as an emergency backup. But it's been about the best investment out there, unless you're doing insider stuff. In the last 12 years, it's gone from $300. It was even lower, but I was sort of buying about 300, like 260 or something, up to right at 2,000. You know, the point is, and then drop back down some. I got Ted on about financial news, but I'm just an honest person, you know, with a little gold pitch in there as a sponsor. I just start plugging what I believe in. Midas Resources is the place. And when it comes to bullion, with people that actually sell it to you, you'll see some deals occasionally. Because I've looked around before. I've seen deals where they claim something, you call up, oh, we're out of that, but we have this. You don't get that with Midas Resources. Ted, you know, hits the escape pod, you know, the ejection seat on brokers in about 10 seconds when he discovers, you know, anything. Because, again, the whole gold and silver industry, because people don't have the facts, is a snake pit. That's why I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. And now is the time to support the biggest sponsor. You not only get great deals, you support the guy that stood behind me like nobody else. You know, I don't have Governors of America as a sponsor. I was thinking when he was on, I want to try to get him as a sponsor. Because he says we're one of the biggest groups getting him members. But I'm doing it because they're a group defending my Second Amendment. You know, they don't pay me to get them on and say join them. Now, Midas Resources does, but they're the sponsor I've got. I mean, they're already, you know, sponsoring the website. They're the sponsor I've got because they were the best group I could find, and they're still the best group. You know, I've come to Ted before when he can't spend more money. I'm, can you spend more so I can expand my operation? He goes, I'm sorry, I just can't. I'm like, well, I'm being offered three times more money by somebody else right now, your contract. But let me tell you, most of you say, well, I would do the same. Really? Really? Somebody comes and offers you millions of dollars to screw people. Would you do it? See, I say no. And does that mean everything's absolutely perfect and you won't get the very best deal the galaxy ever saw? None of this is perfect, but Ted has a great operation and the best prices I've found consistently. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And just like we stand behind Gun Owners of America, we just stand behind people like Ted, because now is the time to get your gold, your silver from Ted Anderson. Now, Ted, I wanted to get you on about currency manipulation, what's happening in the economy, the statement by the White House that they're going to go ahead and go with dollar devaluation, QE unlimited, what this signifies. But I know I talked to you this morning and I said, well, we got to do a report on this. Not nasty, not even naming names, but I morally have to just tell people that, and it's not that these people attack me and I don't attack them is the point, because they see me as competition because they copy what we cover. It just blows me away, the cutthroat crap I see, and then to see you down there honest and people running off and getting hornswoggled. I mean, I guess it's legal what people do. It's just, and it's okay to make a profit. I just when people advertise great deals, I've got a right to say it's not a great deal. Midas Resources is the best deal out there consistently. 800-686-237. I mean, Ted, explain to people this what I'm talking about here, or as much as you want to say.
Well, the thing about it is, Alex, is that I see a lot of this advertising for, you know, we've got this exclusive deal on a country coin that's brand new. You only can buy it from us. Problem is, you typically end up paying a big premium for that kind of stuff, and you're not going to get it back when you go to sell
it. You told me it was 150% on what you heard yesterday.
150%. I've seen it all the way up to 400%, Alex. It goes out of this world. And
you don't like to talk about this. It's like Larry Pratt doesn't want to talk about the NRA.
No,
doing the wrong thing.
It's sort of the dark side of the industry, but it does happen, and I just need to tell people to stay away from that stuff. I mean, you're just because a country goes in and makes a new coin, a lot of the times it's the coin dealer that comes in and approaches the country's mint and says, hey, you can make a lot of money on this, we'll promote it, and they make up the special deal and people end up paying a big price for
it. And they say it's going to be the next greatest collectible. Folks, the coins that are collectible are known and certified, whether it's a revolutionary penny, which I happen to have been gifted by a grandfather, didn't even know I had it. I think I'm going to probably sell it, even though it's an heirloom, to fund the operation. The point is that Ted, here's an example. What are some of the best numismatics that people are really into those? I mean, what are the classics that really are worth a lot that you could go to New Zealand and they'd open a coin book and know what it was?
Well, I mean, the obvious coins are the $20 St. Gaudens, $20 Liberty, $10 Liberties, 10 Indians. I mean, the stuff that was used here as currency in this nation. I even have a tendency to stay away from the higher premium graded stuff at this point just because I can see what's going on in the economy. We're looking at a depression, and because we're looking at a depression, I think it's more important to have something like a survival bag of dimes than it is to have one coin that's worth $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, or I've seen coins go for $250,000, $300,000, and there are legitimate coins that sell for that.
Oh yeah, oh no, there are a lot of great collectible coins. The thing is, you better get a red book that Midas sells at cost. You better learn your stuff. You know, it'd be like, you know, becoming a horse trader. You want to start buying and selling horses? Great. You better spend 20 years learning about it.
Right, exactly. And that's what I mean, Alex. It's more important that people get their core position, something that they can fall back on.
You've got bullion, gold, and silver right now.
That's exactly where I think people should go. Or if you're going to go into NUMA, stay close to melt. That's the main thing.
Because that's the thing. You sell a lot of coins that are collectible, but that are actually close to melt. And that's the biggest winner, folks, for my research. That's what I do. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. I want to look deeper into the world economy when we come back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today.